The craggy Arkansas Ozarks are a recreational destination for rock climbers, but local enthusiasts are paying cash to practice the sport inside special rock climbing facilities. Two of them operate in Washington County, along with three climbing walls situated at the University of Arkansas and two outdoor outfitter retailers. Plus, a new state-of-the-art facility has also been approved for construction in Bentonville. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Jason Groves quietly boulders up a wall inside his business, Ozark Climbing Gym, located in a well-lit and climate-controlled warehouse off Highway 412 in Springdale. He's an adept outdoor rock climber, so has chosen a difficult route to free climb 14 feet up.
That's it. It's a short route.
Groves says this is a bouldering facility. No ropes or harnesses required, only climbing shoes, chalk, which he rents, and a lot of grit. Three main climbing walls measuring 12 to 14 feet high, covered in beige stucco-like material, are constructed to be stable and safe, feature a constellation of handholds.
The walls are a 1 1/4 inch plywood attached to just angle iron, welded together and bolted to a concrete floor. The holds themselves are a very heavy, thick plastic, and they're bolted to the wall with just run-of-the-mill but still very strong steel bolts that we use to just sort of attach everything. But it makes everything nice and modular so we can move the holds at will wherever we need to.
And falling? No problem, he says.
You don't have the rope or harness to catch you, but the entire floor is a pad. You walk in, you step directly onto 6 or so inches of padding, and then we also have other drag mats you can move around to further increase that depth if you want.
The gym is quiet right now, except for the hum of a drinks cooler in the front lobby and office. School lets out in an hour or so, and the place will be crowded. First-timers must sign waivers and pay $12 for a day pass, or in the case of more than 100 patrons, $500 for an annual membership. Grove says he and his spouse, his business partner Bridget, also book special group events here.
Kids will frequently come in and they'll climb up 3 or 4 feet and just jump off. They think that's a ton of fun, and we're pretty okay with that.
Because again, the entire carpeted floor of the climbing gym is really soft and squishy. Climbing walls are clearly marked with colored tape, ranking the routes by difficulty.
We call them problems in bouldering, but you can think of them as routes or circuits or courses or trails or, you know, whatever word you want to use. But the idea is that you climb the things on the wall that have the matching tape, and those are color-coded generally by difficulty range. So we use 6 different colors to mark those things. A couple of them have different shades in them. And that sort of gives you a rough idea of how hard things are. And really it's a relative difficulty. So, you know, our colors, you know, are most of the rainbow, but that has no actual bearing to actual difficulty when you're climbing outside. But it lets us know that this climb, maybe marked in blue, is easier than this other climb marked in pink.
Several Northwest Arkansas outfitters contain indoor climbing walls. And along with Ozark Climbing Gym, one other, La Casa Polo, a rural indoor-outdoor climbing gym, which operates near Lake Sequoia east of Fayetteville, is in business. Little Rock, Russellville, Jonesboro, Searcy, and Harrison also have climbing gyms. Climbing Business Journal counts more than 400 nationwide, 27 of them new in 2016. Top climbing gyms across the country, according to Climbing Magazine, have names like Planet Granite, Earth Trek, Momentum, and Metro Rock. Jason Grove says climbing jargon is equally as colorful, starting with the holds.
So hold types, jugs, slopers, crimps, pinches, edges, rails. You can do different kinds of moves, heel hooks, toe hooks, gastons, underclings. There is something called a figure four, which we almost never do in bouldering anymore because we can just campus instead.
He says climbing and bouldering suits all ages.
You know, people can climb well into their 70s or even 80s. Maybe the things they climb get a little easier, but they're still climbing, they're still doing physical activity, they're still enjoying the adventure of the sport.
And a new climbing facility is on the chalkboard for Bentonville. Plans for a two-story, 15,000-square-foot indoor climbing gym submitted by Bentonville P&R Fund and LLC, established 2 years ago in Wilmington, Delaware, were approved this summer by the Bentonville Planning Commission, according to city records. We contacted a listed project architect and were referred to Rope Swing, a PR firm, which declined to comment for this report. The new facility will be along Southwest 14th and Southwest I Streets near the city airport. Back at Ozark Climbing Gym, Jason Grove says his business hosts two seasonal competitions, the Fall Boston Mountain Bouldering Pull Down and the Spring April Pools Day. He also commented on the inclusion of sport climbing in the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games announced by the International Olympic Committee last year.
We're super excited about it. It's an interesting format where they will combine all three competition disciplines, so bouldering, sport climbing, and speed climbing, into a single medal, because that's all they give provisional sports. But it's a great way to showcase competition climbing and really let the world see what indoor climbing can look like, what level people can reach.
A press release issued by USA Climbing, the national governing body for the sport, says the world will get to see climbing's incredibly talented athletes compete on the stage where they've always belonged. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And we do have a link to the Ozark Climbing Gym at our website, ozarksatlarge.com.